a high-tech world where people have ever-increasing courage to sit behind a screen and dole out opinions without consequence, comes three heroes prepared to fight back through the safety of our microphones and digital airwaves. You've got one star for us? Well, we've got three stars for you. Here comes Three Stars Podcast, ready to dish it out.
You know that a group of baboons is called a Congress?
And a group of owls is a parliament?
Colony of penguins,
a flamboyance of flamingos,
a leap of leopards,
a smack of jellyfish,
a business of ferrets,
a group of crows is a murder, yeah.
Hello, welcome to Three Stars Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Samantha. I'm here with my two fabulous bros, Brad and Bill. Say hi, gents.
Buenos dias.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Bien, gracias. ¿Y tú?
Sí, güey.
Yeah, dude.
Welcome to Three Stars Podcast, the show where we shit on shit reviewers and the people that reviewed them, if I could spit it out. Thank you for joining us. We do appreciate you, but we also like to educate. I shouldn't just say we shit on everybody. We educate as best as possible because we are three hospitality industry folk that have been doing this for quite some time. Thank you very much for listening. If you do happen to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, go ahead and leave that cute little heart, that thumbs up. Let us know that you are listening. And if you want, go ahead and leave us a review. We would really love to hear what you have to say about us, since everybody loves to just get on their computers and hide behind them and say whatever they feel like they want to say. And it's, you know.
Go ahead, do it. I dare you.
I dare you.
I double dog
dare you. I want you to do it.
Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Also, on any podcast platform that you do happen to find us on. So today we're going to be talking about breakfast. And we decided to change things up just a little bit. Nothing too crazy on your end of it. But just to give a little preface, we've all been there. You wake up as late as possible or something happens in the morning and you're rushing out the door and you don't have time to make yourself breakfast. You didn't prep anything. You're not a prepper. And, you know, getting BK or Mickey D's just gets old after a while, and you want something that you can just nosh on your way to work.
You can hold in your two hands.
Yes, and you can drive with your knees, and you know, maybe something that's cheap and quick and easy, and something that you can just go ahead and bring a bunch of to give to your coworkers. And that one thing is going to be the breakfast burrito. So today we decided to go ahead and buy some breakfast burritos from three different locations, three different establishments, and try them. And what we're going to be doing a little differently is we're going to be giving our opinion and reviews about these burritos and then reading a couple of reviews from each establishment from other people, just to kind of contrast and compare. Hopefully, we'll be able to keep this within a good time frame.
Yeah, I see you threw a lot of reviews in here.
I did. I wanted to.
And we're supposed to also tell our take on it.
Well, and our take can be pretty, you know, simple and quick. I mean, we ramble anyways, so it can be a ramble. Anyways, but before we go ahead and smother these reviews, Brad, what are we drinking today?
Today we are drinking the Carajillo.
Huh?
Yeah, I had never heard of this cocktail until 4 days ago, 3 days ago, and people came in and saw that someone was drinking an espresso martini, and this woman says, "Oh, you have to have a Carajillo." And so then she proceeds to order one. Then her friend orders one. And then the people next to them end up ordering it on their next round.
Oh, wow.
Then the next day, people come in and a whole other group of people. Oh, I'll have a Carajillo. Oh, I'll have a Carajillo. I had no idea what this cocktail was heretofore.
Huh.
And so I turned to the to one of the other bartenders. I was like, what the fuck is a Carajillo? So in its newest or most recent popular incarnation, it is a two-ingredient cocktail. It's liqueur 43 and espresso.
Easy.
Yeah. So as a little sipper here, we actually just have the liqueur 43. So cheers, cheers. Quite viscous.
Yeah. It smells like perfume.
It does. It smells almost like vanilla and elderflower and honey.
That's definitely what it tastes like.
Yeah. It's almost got like this liquid caramel.
It's really good.
Flavor butterscotch flavor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's really good.
Super sweet.
Extremely.
Which makes it a good standalone cocktail for the, or a standalone liqueur for this cocktail,
right,
which is then matched up with something that is very bitter.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
that's cool.
That, and we'll talk more about it later.
Awesome. Do we have any shout outs today? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bill, you've been awfully quiet over there.
Sorry, I'm trying to do research still. I thought I was done, but I had a thought. I'm trying to follow up, trying to learn about the history of green chili.
Oh, nice,
the
nice.
Rich history of green chili.
Are you shouting out green chili?
No, I fucking would every day of my life.
When Samantha asked how come it doesn't look green, and you're like, why doesn't it look green? Well, I'll shout out because you're still brain farting over there. I'm going to shout out our friend John. John went through a rough patch, improperly having gotten let go from his job where he was crushing, making great money, got seniority. He actually fought the firing,
ooh,
but was off for like 5 or 6 weeks, struggling to go find a place to fit in, and ended up in the fighting of the firing. They were like, "Yeah, we should not have fired this guy." So they brought him back.
Oh, nice.
He got all of his seniority back. He and I had been talking a lot because we both went through a similar situation. And he ended up getting...
suing!
So the company that he works for has like a fairness policy.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to hear him out.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up finding out that what they said that he did was actually... in their corporate training, as he did exactly what he was supposed to do. It's literally in there. You have to go through this training, and it says it right there that you're not supposed to do what they fired him for.
Aha. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So, like, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
He did the right thing.
Yeah.
So, anyway, they brought him back. He goes back in his very first week, absolutely fucking crushed.
Good.
Like, did... almost three. He made almost $3,000 in his first week back.
Holy smokes!
Yeah,
good for him.
Nice.
Yeah. So anyway,
in a week.
Shout out to John because he worked his ass off for that. Like it was just getting obliterated, you know, by people all day. So it's not funny.
It's a little funny.
Shout out to John. Good job, John. Bill.
I want to shout out Ryan with B Movies and Beyond. It's chat. Sat at my bar the other night, and I was doing dishes. I was like the hybrid, so I have to do dishes, and like I have like half the bar top. But we were just chatting each other up. He actually he's got a podcast, and it's about like shitty ass 80s movies.
Oh, cool.
Well, maybe not shitty ass 80s movies.
Isn't that kind of what you were talking to me about doing?
Yeah, it kind of is. Cause, and you were saying we like another podcast where we just kind of talk about nerdy shit, and I was like, I couldn't help but, you know, bring it up in conversation. I was like, oh, I have a podcast. He's like, oh, I have a podcast. So yeah, shout out to Ryan with B Movies and Beyond. Like and share.
Cool.
Dude was super cool.
I'll have to watch that because I just watched a...
just chatted each other up the whole shift, you know? It's like, dude, bro. Dude, bro.
I'll have to listen to his podcast because I just watched for the very first time, a cheesy 80s movie, Once Bitten with Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah.
Holy smoke.
He's a vampire.
Yeah,
they're redoing the Toxic Avenger. I don't know if you know this.
What?
Yeah, Peter Dinklage is going to be the new Toxic Avenger.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to shout out my former coworker and my friend, Andrew Ferguson. So I was waiting tables this past week and at where I work, and there was a gentleman and his wife, Amber and Andrew Ferguson, who sat at my table. And of course, because I have to card everybody, I got their names. And I saw his name and I said, wow, that's really crazy. I have a friend named Andrew Ferguson, and he said, oh, it's a pretty common name. And I said, I know, but what are the odds? You know, like you run into an Andrew Ferguson here and, oh, I have an Andrew Ferguson, you know, in California from Pensacola. So we chatted about that for a bit, but about 20-30 minutes later, my Andrew Ferguson hit me up on Facebook Messenger, which I thought was crazy weird.
Phone was listening to you.
It came through on the Andrew Ferguson hotline.
The hotline.
That, you just met another Andrew Ferguson.
I know. He's like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I see that. I hear it. But shout out to Drew. Buddy, I adore you to pieces. I really am sorry that you had to go back to Pensacola for the reason that you had to. I hope that walking down memory lane was just a peaceful treat for you. And one day I will get back to Pensacola and walk down the corridors of Seville Quarter, but that one day isn't today. So I'm glad you got to do it, and I hope you're doing well. Tons of love to you.
A place called Memory Lane.
Memory Lane. Yeah, anyways. All right, let's get into these appetizers. So we did pick up burritos, breakfast burritos, from an original Chubby's here in Denver. And there's quite a few locations of the original Chubby's. So we just
They used to all be named or numbered. I don't know if they're all still
Chubby's
numbered.
Number one, Chubby's number 15.
Really?
We also picked up burritos from...
Yet somehow the originals, all of them.
Yeah, we did pick up burritos from the Tamale Kitchen, which now has several locations around the Denver metro. And then we also picked up burritos from Santiago's, which if you are a Denverite, you know about Santiago's.
Yeah, if you consider yourself a person from Denver and you haven't had a Santiago's burrito, then you don't actually live here.
Fucking tourists.
All right, who wants to take the first appetizer?
I'll go with it. The original Chubby's. This location in Denver has an overall 2.5, and this is a 3-star review from 12 of 2015. My husband used to live in Denver, and this was a must-have when we visited. He said it wasn't ever great, but it was unique and had a way of making you come back for more. As always, when we got dinner, the tiny little room was packed. There's no tables or a place to eat, just a live to order your food, a waiting area, and a line to pick up your food. Ah, now it makes sense.
Just alive.
But it's all part of the experience. I had a Mexican hamburger burrito, an original hamburger, smothered fries, and a giant thing of horchata.
Damn.
Yeah, I want to see the size of this person that ate all of this food. The Mexican hamburger was really good, basically a burrito filled with hamburger stuff and smothered in green chili sauce. The regular hamburger was pretty plain, though, and dry. The fries were just frozen fries covered in green chili and cheese. The green chili is super spicy. It definitely burned my mouth off, and I was glad I didn't need it to type. No, it definitely burned my mouth off, and I was glad I ordered a large horchata to take the edge off. The food wasn't great, but it was pretty special.
That was a pretty darn good review.
That is a pretty good review.
Were the pictures?
Yeah. Although, yes, there were no pictures. So that
I want to see a selfie. Fuck the pictures of the food. I want to see the size of the person that had a Mexican burger burrito, an original hamburger, smothered fries, and a giant thing of horchata. I mean, that's...
Definitely a pro athlete.
Right. Maybe like a pro eater.
Yeah.
That's a sport.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hot dog eating.
Let's get into this review. Okay. So.
It's a good review.
It is a good review. My first time at Chubby's was like 25 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, this place has been around a long time. That was the one that was on, I want to say Santa Fe or Kalamath. It's one of those.
They really captured the ambiance in the review, I feel like. It's pretty accurate.
Sure. Yeah. It's like you walk
place
in.
Place is always fucking busy.
It's well, actually, not the one we went to. And it was actually, it was awkward.
It's early on a Monday.
Yeah, but it, like, they had no music playing.
No, it's actually late on a Monday. We went around 10:30, almost 11 o'clock.
That's true. Yeah. So it wasn't quite, it was post-breakfast before lunch.
Yep.
But yeah, they definitely did capture it, though. I mean, it is like you walk in and all of the locations are pretty much the same, right? It is a very small, like, dining room area.
The tile, like the Santa Fe style tile.
Yeah. Most people are going in there and just grabbing their stuff and going anyway, which is kind of a surprise because this location didn't have a drive-thru window, the one that we went to.
I don't know if it did or not. I don't really know.
So,
I don't understand. Just alive to order your dinner. I'm guessing a lobby.
I think a line.
A line.
Maybe that too. A line of Coke to order your food.
A Congress.
Who knows? A conga line.
Yeah.
I like the fact that it is a female. She stated that the Mexican hamburger burrito was really good, but the regular hamburger was pretty plain and dry. That's a bummer because isn't there a Chubby's located in the ballpark and they serve burgers? Or is that something different? I think there was, yeah.
I don't think it's Chubby's. You're thinking of the Oscar Blues place.
Nope.
There's a Chubby's in Aurora, and there's always drive-through is always just fucking around the building.
No worries. The green chili is super spicy. After eating ours, the green chili is spicy.
Green chili is spicy.
I wouldn't say it's super spicy, but it is warm. It is warming to the lips.
It's so good. What's your lips?
And what was I going to say? The fries were frozen. Look, I'm sorry, but almost every single restaurant,
they
all get the shipped in the same place.
Right. Very few restaurants peel and slice their potatoes and do it that way. So I don't know.
Steak fries, they still bring them in frozen
from Cisco or
US Foods or wherever.
I would definitely go and check out this Chubby's. You know, I wouldn't get the Mexican hamburger burrito, but I would definitely get a burrito and I would check this place out. I don't really care if there's no place to sit and eat. Know your onions. If you want to go lounge somewhere, pick a place that has table.
Yeah. I think as a 3-star review,
that's great.
Like this really comes across as a legit, honest review. And that's what we've always talked about.
Right.
Was that, you know, people who leave a 3-star, you know, if they're honest with themselves about the entire experience, there's positive and negative stuff to look at. Like the food was decent, right? Yeah. Like it was good.
It wasn't great, but it was special.
Right. And overall, like I'm assuming that this horchata was delicious because horchata usually is. And it was enough to take the edge off of the spiciness, which I think is great. Like, you know, that is a brilliant thing that we should have thought of as soon as I read it in this review. I was like, why didn't we get horchata? Or why didn't we do horchata as our happy hour today? But the food wasn't great, but it was pretty special, which is exactly what she started off by saying, was that my husband used to live in Denver, and he said that it is, like, it's not the best place in the world, but there's just something about it that makes you want to come back.
And that's great. Those nostalgic restaurants, we all don't mind visiting them.
Right.
The Chubby's that Brad and I stopped in at, we did go inside, and it was very sterile. The place literally was cold-feeling and quiet. They didn't have any music playing.
No.
It was pretty clean. I did look on the ground. I found a wrapper underneath one table, but other than that, it was clean.
You're doing a fucking section inspection over there, Samantha?
You're supposed
to get your flashlight out, did you?
You're lucky I didn't.
Fucking email corporate. Jesus.
The booths were, I mean, they were booths. There was no fabric on them, so they would be a little hard to sit in for an hour.
Yeah, no, there wasn't anything like special about the decor of the place. They really should have had the music on. There could have been a reason that they didn't. The woman taking orders behind
Kayla.
The counter was very
nice.
She was nice.
She was very nice.
But yeah, I mean, like I would think I'm going to come in here to get the food and leave.
Yeah,
I'm
I would definitely not stay. It's not inviting. As far as the burritos, we did get a smothered and a deluxe.
It was good.
They were.
I haven't
good.
Had Chubby's in a hot minute. It brought back memories.
Oh. I'm going to tell you right out of the gate, and I know like we're going to continue to talk about all of them, but Chubby's won me over as like
overall
of the three. Chubby's had the best.
Okay. Cool. I like that. Can you tell us why?
All of them.
Where were you on the night of October 4th?
The funny thing is that I kind of saved the rest of it for last a little bit, but it's
that's what, like, the tortilla's for, is to sop up all the green chili.
Yeah, I know, but and I'm so full right now.
I put myself in a food coma. I don't know.
Have some more espresso.
So I liked, honestly, the overall texture and flavor of the three of them. It was spicy because of the green chili, but it wasn't overly spicy. And the one place, the Tamale Kitchen, we didn't get a smothered one from them, right?
No, we got a deluxe.
We got a deluxe. I don't know.
So it didn't have green chili.
Correct. Okay. It had like
kind
extra
of a baseline. I thought we were reviewing green chili, but I just
no. We can definitely do it.
We can do chili. Stop episode. That. No, it had queso in the burrito. That's what made it a deluxe.
Yeah.
It was good.
No, like it's
salty.
The insides had a little more chunk to them where the potato was concerned. Like it had more texture to it, or like more chunky texture.
Okay.
So
that's really appetizing. I would totally go get a chunky textured burrito.
If I were to sit down and write the review, I would probably take my time to think up better words than chunky texture. But like it wasn't like everything else seemed almost like it was ground up and put inside of a burrito.
Okay. Right? A bit more substance.
Yeah. Well, and it was like more to actually chew rather than just meal about in your mouth and be
gum
like,
around.
Yeah.
Gum around and swallow.
Yeah. Gum around and swallow. Hmm. Which later in life I might need.
Oh,
I mean,
God, here we go. So
get into his mouth.
Bill,
like a
what
baby
did you
bird.
Think of the chubbies?
And it wasn't, the green chili was not too spicy. The Santiago's was.
I think Chubby's green chili was spicier than Santiago's. Santiago's my ride or die, though.
Yes, we're not going. It's, we're not talking about Santiago's.
You think that the Chubby's was spicier?
I thought Chubby's was spicier. I thought that was the spiciest one.
Huh. So, what else about Chubby's did you like?
Oh, it was good. It was messy, but like I mean, I liked it because I had time to actually sit and eat it. But when I'm getting a breakfast burrito. I need it to be handheld. You know, I need it to be versatile.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, usually when we're getting breakfast burritos, we're on the run. Yeah. And so getting a deluxe
When's
or
the
a
last
smothered
time you,
is
like,
a challenge.
I only sit down to eat breakfast like on days off at noon.
Brunch. You have brunch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's a factor. And I like green chili. Yeah. But I prefer it on the inside. Like I said, I want it all like wrapped up, tight.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Self-sustained.
That makes sense.
Self-contained. That's the word. That's okay. What I was going for.
I like that.
Self-disdain.
Yes, that's that too.
I think that Chubby's was good. I would not be a repetitive customer.
I would. I mean, I if it was convenient, you know, I'd fucking fly in there, grab one on the way.
Yeah.
But I'm not sitting at an office. I can't sit down and eat that.
No. And that's the whole point of a breakfast burrito. It's pretty much a grab and go. Yeah. It's even more convenient than, like, no joke, I think McDonald's Egg McMuffin sandwiches, because you're sitting there eating an Egg McMuffin and some of the sausage falls out or some of the egg falls out. And that does happen in a
burrito.
Happens
with your burrito too, but it's in a foil.
It's in a foil and your foil usually, anyways, the Chubby's, it was spicy. My lips were a little warm.
I cannot
have spicy foods. They make me hiccup, so I'm always very cautious of that. The flavor of the burrito itself, the innards of the burrito, I couldn't really tell. The guts. I couldn't really tell. And, you know, honestly, that may have been because it was just overwhelmingly spicy. It's not burn your face off spicy. I want to make that very clear, but it's a little too much heat from what I can handle. And then the overall ambiance of the restaurant, the lady was very nice at the counter, but I, again, as Brad had said, I will grab and go. So, and what do we think of this review, gents? What are we going to rate it?
2 stars.
Based on our last episode, I should be giving it 3 stars. Because I did in a very similar situation. But then I was like thinking about it last week and I was like, maybe I really should reserve my 3 stars for perfection. Anyway.
No pictures, Brad. There's no pictures.
There's no pictures. But I'm going to give it 2 stars, but I am borderline.
I'm going to give it 2 stars as well, Bill, because there are no pictures. I would love to see how dry your burger looked and how amazing your hamburger burrito looked.
I can see the tile in my head, but I want to see it in the review.
In real life. Okay, moving on to appetizer number 2. 2, 4, 6, 6 divided by 3. That's overall 2-star rating. Moving on to appetizer number 2.
Thank you, Math Wizard.
I know. I'm a mathematician. Actually, Andrew Ferguson is a mathematician.
Oh, really?
I used to grill his brother. I would sit there and be like, Matt, because that's his brother's name. I'd be like, Matt.
Oh, good.
What is 575 times 3 times 16 minus 12? And he would sit there and do it all. He'd see it all in his head. And then as soon as I was done talking, he'd be like, 329. He'd have the answer.
Wow, Rain Man.
And I would be with my calculator doing it just to make sure. Yeah, he was crazy. Great. But Drew is also very smart that way. Okay, appetizer number 2. Bill.
Oh, hello. Okay, this is Santiago's 2.5 overall, Denver, Colorado. I wonder if this is one by my house. This is a 3-star Yelp review from 2010.
It is.
I was pretty excited when a location opened up so close to me. I was a regular at the 6th Avenue location for a long time. It's a great place for breakfast burritos. I like the half hot, half mild salsa, which is just the right amount of spice. And the bacon burritos are the best, with chorizo being a close second. If you're in a hurry, they do have a drive-through, and despite the long line of cars spilling onto Federal Boulevard, it's always faster than going in because they seem to prioritize the drive-through. Hard disagree. If you're looking to sit down and eat, though, I highly recommend a smothered burrito, again with half and half. Hot is just too hot on its own. Or enchiladas. Their chips and salsa are delish as well. Couple okay. of things. He says...
Go.
He says the half and half salsas, I think they're referring to green chili, not salsa.
Probably.
And
yeah.
then... Right. Yeah, that's it.
And oh, it's you, not, it's you not, said a couple
hot,
of things.
The hot is not too hot. The hot no. is... Like, I always get the hot.
And it's not that bad?
I always get hot inside.
How was it? How's the hot compared to Chubby's?
It's hot, but it's not as hot.
Well, wait, hold okay. on a second.
Chubby's is like burned, like close to too hot.
Okay. How was what we had today?
It was good, but it's always good.
He didn't try the smothered or the
but
deluxe.
I tried the green chili on the smothered, but I've had it before. Oh, okay. But I had to have it in. I had to have it in a side by side comparison
because I think that the half and half is too hot.
It yeah, is, but you're a fucking
yeah, but
sissy.
I look.
You're
I,
not
like,
from around here.
I know I'm a Jew from upstate New York, yeah, and we don't actually know what spice
you,
is.
You said that,
but at the same time, like I know like what a gauge of my own at least is
it's subjective
of hot and too hot, and in ordering if I had just gotten the hot, I would probably be in a corner crying right now. This half and half that we got, I think, was too spicy to enjoy. I spent too much time going.
That's how I feel about the Chubbies.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not feel that way about the Chubbies one. I thought that this half and half was much spicier than the Chubbies.
Fascinating. Oh, also, yeah, like I always go inside too. The line, the drive-through is a fucking nightmare. They're way faster if you go inside.
Because
they
just did.
They just fire it off. You know what I'm saying? Like they already have it, and it's they don't give you options for meat. Like it's whatever. Like each day
the
is
meat
its
of
own.
The day.
Yeah, which I think is great. You know,
ours well, was ham, right?
It's well, Monday, meat of the day so. Was ham, but they came with chorizo.
Because the breakfast burritos there, like
the breakfast burritos are probably different than the regular burritos. Or?
Yeah, like I think like every day is a different meat there. For
yeah,
the t-
today was ham, but that's not what we ended up.
Maybe
we
they
didn't
were
get
out.
Ham.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't fucking work there, man.
Yeah. So when we pulled up, there was a little Hyundai sitting right at the window, and it had been sitting there for who knows how long before we pulled up. And then when we pulled up, we sat a few minutes, maybe. Honestly,
it took almost 10 minutes to get to, like we ordered, but it took 10, like with the Hyundai sitting there, it was like 10 minutes. Samantha got out of the car.
I got out of the car and I almost went inside to see if I could order faster in the lobby.
Oh,
but right as I held the door and started to open it, the handle, the lady on the intercom system came back through. Because we did. We asked, you know,
you're going to double order.
I don't care.
Well, actually, as Samantha was getting out of the car, I said, what happens if we both order at the same time?
I don't care. I thought Santiago's breakfast burrito, just the breakfast burrito, was fabulous. People, when I read the reviews, people complain that the burritos are too small. I don't think they're too small at all. I really don't. They're a good size burrito. They're packed with the meat of choice, the potatoes, the eggs, and they have good flavor. That's one thing I noticed out of all the burritos that we tried from the other two restaurants. Santiago's had flavor in like the innards of the burrito itself.
Yeah, I think they're delicious.
Which totally makes up for any type of sauce, verde, whatever you put on top. The smothered was good. It was spicy, but it wasn't burn your face off spicy, in my opinion, Brad. And then the deluxe smothered was phenomenal because I'm a sucker for
Brad. What is in this?
It's so good, isn't
so
it?
So good.
It's
the deluxe burrito has lettuce on top of it. And I'm a sucker for lettuce on my beans and my cheese. I don't know.
You need to crunch.
About lettuce. Yeah, there's something about lettuce.
That's so messy.
It's a nice. I know. But again, if you're rushing out the door, I think Santiago's, their plain burritos, it's a good choice.
of the three, I put then Santiago's as number two on my list.
Fucking Philistine.
If you the
so which
the tortilla that they use, I actually like. I like a soft tortilla. Like the Tamale Kitchen, you couldn't tell with the Chubby's ones because they both came smothered. So they were already kind of like soaked. But,
delicious.
But it was almost like the
Tamale.
The Tamale Kitchen one was like microwaved, not like
it
steamed.
It was a little rubbery, right? Chewy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
And Santiago's had like this more of a freshness flavor in the way
well,
it was
things, they're firing
up.
Them off like right off the grill, like two yeah, order.
No, absolutely.
You know, like,
the thing that I always think about with Santiago's and why I always thought that they were small is if someone says, oh, hey, I brought like a dozen breakfast burritos for everyone for
right.
breakfast, they usually come in like they're much smaller or or like skinnier or something along those lines. Versus what we got from them today was not like that at all.
Mm. It was a fat boy.
Especially if you get Santiago's from a place where, like, there are gas stations, right, that will carry Santiago's burritos.
Yeah, you can buy the green chili in Safeway and shit now, in grocery stores.
Yeah, so, like, you can go there and they'll just have them in a heater wrapped up in foil. And those ones, I think, are what I think of when I think of how small a Santiago's burrito is. These were not that, though. These came straight from a Santiago's.
We had special ones.
Yeah.
They were fat. I think if you get it smothered, it's like they hook you up. Yeah.
We didn't go inside the restaurant, so we don't know how the ambiance was. The lady helping us at the window, she was cordial. Yeah. She wasn't over the top nice. She didn't hate her job. She was friendly enough. And
they're that busy every day too. Like
well,
think about that.
They weren't even busy though. They only had one car in
front
of us.
Again, we were in that time.
That weird time. Frame. Yeah, I'm sure if we were to go at like 6 or 7 in the morning
or an hour later,
this would be hopping.
When I go in there, like in the lobby, it's turn and burn. But there's usually a line like around the fucking parking lot. Like, and once you're in that drive-through line, you're fucked.
You got to stay. You can't get out. What did we think of this review?
It's pretty decent review. 2 stars. I already stated my issues with it.
I like the fact that they talk about 2 different burritos. That's great. I like that. I like the fact that they did mention drive-through doesn't have a very long area for the drive-through, so you're better off going inside because Federal does get crazy busy, and you don't want your car hanging out in Federal. That's an accident waiting
that's
to happen.
It's not super hood, but it's
no.
This was
not
the
at
location
all.
That we actually went to.
Yes,
right?
Uh huh. Yes, it was. So yeah, chips and salsa. I may have to go try them. I don't know. I would give it 2 stars as well. I would love to see pictures.
Well, I also think that I'm going to give it 2 stars also, but I also think that this person's review versus what we just said we were about to do is different because they said that despite the long line of cars, it's faster because they prioritize the drive-through. Meanwhile, you were about to get out. There were only 2 cars and you were about to get out and go inside and order.
Yep, that's true.
So, I mean, but that's also just a difference of experiences at the time.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm right there with you, though, doing 2 stars.
So 2 all around. All right, Bill, what do you have for us today with Behind Bars with Bill?
I have a lot.
Get it.
Oh, good, because the episode's not going to be long enough.
Oh, stop it.
Apparently, according to this Marie Claire article that I found.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Pabst Beer turned into Pabst Blue Ribbon after they won the Chicago World's Fair in 1893.
Because they got the blue ribbon.
Yep. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It was just Pabst.
Yeah, it was just PB. No R.
Did you? Old granddad?
Yeah.
You're talking off mic. Get on the mic.
I know. I'm sorry. I had to get a drink.
Did you know that P's and Q's, like when you're told to mind your P's and Q's, it's pints and quarts is what it refers to.
What? Really?
What?
Bartenders in England would tell rowdy patrons to mind their P's and Q's. Yeah, so that's fun.
That's actually interesting.
That is interesting.
Like, pay attention. Like, drink your beer and shut up is what it is. That's amazing.
That's really great.
I love
that.
Did you know that a group of ferrets is called a business?
You're a business.
So I was going to talk about people throwing bitch fits and like kind of give some anecdotes, which we might have time. But then I started researching the history of green chili in Colorado and... first of all, Santiago's has won like a lot of awards.
Have they now?
I'm counting 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 different awards. Probably multiple times. Like, and I'm just now thinking about this. This place, Adobe, I think is what it's called, touts to having like the best green chili in Colorado, and they tried to hire me. Hmm. And it's on Federal too. We go check that place out. Just take a bath in green chili.
I always wonder when it comes to like this award or that award, when someone says best green chili in Colorado, like
this award that we made up and then
right,
gave to ourselves.
Yeah, right. Who says? Right. So actually,
it's like the Westward and best of 5280. A bunch of Westward awards. Best there, choice 2013.
There's actually a regular, she is a political writer and is the green chili correspondent.
Nice.
For CityCast. She's a political writer somewhere else, but they have her on regularly.
That's fantastic.
Say, our political advisor and green chili correspondent, because she also loves all things green chili.
Me too. I'm a big fan. It's really popular in Colorado due to the gold rush, is what the interwebs is saying. That's what Uncle Google was saying. It's like, that's why it's bigger here, because it was already such a melting pot. And then the gold rush happened. And then, so it's just like, it was here, like starting in the 1700s, it was already a, like an indigenous dish. And then it just kind of like grew and evolved with all the gringos.
In Colorado?
In Colorado specifically.
Not in New Mexico?
Well, Colorado and New Mexico. Like, okay. That's the big debate, is like who's got better green chili? But like,
right.
Because they grow Pueblo green chilies. Like, that's why it's such a big deal, because it's all naturally sourced.
Versus Hatch green chilies.
Correct.
Which everyone thinks means that it's like, that is a specific type of green chili. It's not. That's just the place.
Yes. I say 17th century. That's why I can't remember what I said, but yeah. What, 17th century.
So that would be the 1600s?
Yes.
Okay.
King Arthur and shit.
Yeah, right.
That was in Colorado too. I don't know if you know that.
Without a doubt. Yeah. The Lady of the Lake.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's Grand Lake.
That's Grand Lake. About. Yeah. okay. So I think this is also, I had it like kind of as like a bonus topic, but having the mid shift shit, the shift shits, especially like
when you have like to shit
when you're
mid shift,
balls to the wall, or like you've trained your body to the point where like, okay, it's 15 minutes before open. Because this can make or break a shift for you. You know?
Absolutely.
Like, it's nothing harder than serving food when you got poop in your pants.
When I was at Howl at the Moon.
It's a lot easier to wait tables when you don't have a diaper full of shit.
Speaking of green chili. Well, no, when I was at Howl at the Moon, like, you didn't want to go into those bathrooms,
no,
you know, past the first hour. But I'd end up, you know, you got to go. And I'd go in there and I would bring like a sopping wet sanitizer towel and just, I'd wipe the whole
toilet
down.
He's got a sandy bucket.
Yep. I'd wipe the whole thing down before going.
I thought it was for your undercarriage.
Nope.
Well, and like, I joke, but yeah, that just happened to me the other day. Like, I was on all by myself, and like, I was like, okay, I think I got time. And then I was going to go, and then fucking just got hit like right then. I'm just like, I can't even concentrate. So yeah, that's fun stuff. Green chili. Mind your P's and Q's. Mind your spices.
That's very good. I'm sorry.
Because it runs through you.
It does run through you. And I really like that mind your P's and Q's, because I never knew what it stood for. And I'm actually trying to post right now onto Instagram that thing. But I will stop and wait. Thank you for that, Bill. Appreciate you.
Yeah, and I mean, if you want, I could go on about pants poopery. I can. That's
no,
a good,
we're good.
That's
yeah.
a good lead in.
No, we're good. We have a huge main course, couple okay. of big main courses to get through. So
I like the shift shitting though.
Yeah, yeah. The hashtag shift shitting.
Main course. Who wants to take the first main course? Okay, that's me. Main course, the Tamale Kitchen, 2.5 stars, Westminster, Colorado, 3 stars overall for this review. Yelp, 2021. They've got signs up indicating they're short on staff, like most fast restaurants throughout the country. Still, I didn't find the service rude or the wait that long. The employee was polite and answered a question I had. Why was extremely disappointed, though, was the menudo. Interesting.
Why was extremely disappointing, though, was the menudo.
Oh, I even misread the mistyping. Wow.
It's really hard.
It's difficult.
For those of you that don't get the whole reading aloud
thing. Read some
thing,
reviews. Like, no joke. Go peruse through Yelp reviews and read them and
imagine
see if
you have to read them to hundreds of people.
Right. Yep. Why was extremely disappointing, though, was the menudo. I knew it wouldn't be so
hundreds
good.
Hundreds of people, really?
I knew it wouldn't be so good due to the nature of this place. Whitewashed fast Mexican food. Well, you're very rude. However, it was hardly edible. It's not cheap either. $14 for a quart, which is pretty standard, but not for how bad this was. No flavor in the broth, just spice, but not even with any delicious pepper flavor. Hardly any meat at all. Any meat there was had hardly any flavor. Is she just like redundantly repeating
any
herself?
Any meat there was had hardly any flavor.
Redundantly
you repeating said
yourself.
Was twice.
I don't know what's going on with me. The pieces were smaller than bite size. There was hardly any broth, actually. It was almost like hominy, I presume from a can, based on the taste, and it was way too soft. That's what she said. So that's what it tastes like, mostly the can. Tortillas were not good either. The tamales, though, were not bad. I tried mild red pork, spicy green chili pork, and spicy green chili chicken. I believe it was the mild pork one that was dry, though. My experience with their items is limited, but my guess is that the tamales are better with the green chili over them. That was a tough one for me to read, and I usually don't get that foiled.
I fell asleep.
I'll tell you what, I'm actually really impressed that given the way that review was written, that she gave it 3 stars.
What did she say? All I got was any meat, any, no, hardly, 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 any, hardly.
Yeah, not no, hardly, was, had, hardly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not bad.
Maybe that's where I got all fumbled up. It was
well,
just
it could also be
much.
The Carajillo.
Could no, be. I need another.
I don't think so. Let's do another round.
another.
What is menudo?
Menudo is like a Mexican soup.
That's funny because.
It's like they put tripe
in
there.
It's a boy band.
It's also a boy band.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Menudo.
80s,
wake me up
before you menudo.
Wait, that wasn't menudo, was it? No, I don't know.
Was it?
No, that was
That was Wham. I know.
Yeah, that was Wham.
Ah, it's made with cow stomach. It
yeah,
is
yeah,
a soup.
Tripe, right?
Tripe, yeah.
So, and I guess it's like a very, it's like a you know, like a green chilies type situation. Like people that fuck with menudo really fuck with it. And so
okay.
I feel like it's really easy to mess it up. Is what I feel like. But I'm not a menudo fan.
Yeah, no. Okay, so the description of the menudo, great. The pieces were too small, smaller than bite size, had hardly any meat. The broth was flavorless. There was hardly any broth, actually. This person doesn't know how to write a review. Okay, number one, lady, you need to learn how to fucking write a review.
The broth
because
was light
you're
and
saying
flavorless.
Something and then you're retracting it with another negative thing that you're saying. Like, if there's hardly any broth, you should start with that.
You know what I think soup spooners need to do, though, is they actually need to go to the bottom.
Yeah.
Right.
They do. You need to stir your soup
yeah,
up.
You need to, and most places forget to do that.
Yeah, you need to stir your soup
all,
up.
All the good chunky stuff goes to the bottom, and people just like skim off the top.
That's
and
true.
That's why you're supposed to open a bag of chips upside down. Same basic
all
concept.
The chips are
all the good
bottom?
Shit's at the bottom. Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Little life hack for you.
Thank you. I did not like the fact that she used whitewashed. That's not very nice.
So they're washing their
walls white. I looked up the term whitewash just to make sure I knew what she was saying, and she doesn't even know what she's saying. Hold on. So whitewashing means to conceal unpleasant facts about someone or something. Okay, if you think that the soup or Tamale's Kitchen
right.
has...
She misused the
she
term
did,
also.
And that it really is more of a kind of a not a political, like a political term, right? Or a racial
yeah,
term.
Right.
It's not...
It's a sensitive.
It's like you would whitewash history.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
There you
that
go.
That word has connotations.
You wouldn't, you're not like...
Whitewashing the Tamale
you're
Kitchen.
You're not whitewashing Mexican food. Right.
Yeah. So I
yeah,
did
like
not like...
Like a fat
how
wash?
She,
like with
not
well,
mention,
white people?
Totally different.
Like,
what not
is
to mention,
happening?
if you look at who the owners were, this is not... Whitewashed.
Yeah. No. I didn't
was,
like that she used that word. Go ahead.
I think it was all of our number three, though, in the
it
side
It was
by
our
side
number
taste.
Three, yes.
Right.
It was indeed.
Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, I I don't know if, did I say this on mic or off mic earlier where
I said. You definitely said something.
I did. But I said that it, if you compare it next to these other burritos, there, it's, you're like, oh, wow.
No, it's not
like,
as great.
It was my number three. It was too, I thought it was too salty.
You said
I
didn't salty really like and rubbery.
Yeah. But we, on the way down here, several times when we're coming down to record a debrief and cocktails, we are stopping and picking those up, and they're quite delicious.
They are.
When it's on its own. Yep. When you then put it next to other ones to compare, it didn't hold up to those others.
No, it didn't.
This is a very small sample, too. Like
of all the available breakfast burritos, green chili.
Yeah. Like Sam's number three is in that conversation, I feel like.
I think there's a lot of other places that are actual, you know, like sit-down restaurants that have amazing burritos.
Or bodegas.
Yeah, there's a place that, you know, right around the corner from where we used to live called Just Burritos, and they were busy all the time, out the door. Yep.
And that was owned by a white woman. Who whitewashed her Mexican burritos?
I don't know. I don't really like this review. I think it could have been worded a lot better. I'm going to give her one star on this. Just there was a picture, and it wasn't a picture of the menudo.
Was it a selfie?
It was a tamale. No, it was the tamale, and the tamale, it actually looked really good. As far as my opinion of the Tamale Kitchen, we didn't go inside, so we don't know.
I've been inside before.
And?
It's clean. It's a pretty sterile looking environment, right there. It's
you
not
keep using
like
this word sterile.
Well, it's clean.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean that's the thing.
But
like,
it's not. It's almost like a fast foodie kind of a place. You go in, you order at the counter, and
it's
you
like
get
local
your food.
Fast food. It's like fucking Whataburger in Texas, right? Like, oh, you haven't been to Whataburger? You gotta go to Whataburger.
Yeah. Or
you haven't been In-N-Out? You gotta go to In-N-Out.
Like, or like a McDonald's or something like that, where it's just not like this welcoming place.
Right.
But it's not bad at all. I'm hiccuping now. They do have, you know, music inside and whatever else. And the people at the counter like are actually very nice from the time that I've been inside.
The lady we had today seemed like she despised her job and her life.
She was
really
perturbed.
Yes. She was not having it. Yeah. She was not having it today. You know, it was I used to work at Dairy Queen, and I had to wear the headset all the time. I didn't have to. I chose to wear the headset. I chose to work the drive through. I made sure that our sound system worked well, and I would joke around with customers and have a lot of fun because, you know, like honestly, you hear somebody's voice and you think, oh, I don't want to be here. They don't seem happy to be here. I don't want to be here. And that's exactly what I got from this girl. It was, go ahead and order whenever you're ready.
Yep.
Like, I'm bored. I don't want to be here.
Yep.
You're a nuisance in my life.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to be treated that way.
Yeah. And you don't have to be like the most
hi,
upbeat.
Oh my God. Welcome to Tamale Kitchen.
Right.
No. But you can definitely spice it up a little bit. You know, thank you for choosing Tamale Kitchen. You know, what can I get for you? And that doesn't sound like I hate my life, but it doesn't sound like I'm faking it and being overdramatic about it.
Yep.
So she just didn't seem very happy.
No, I like the stickers they had all around.
They had tons of stickers. Their window.
I took a picture of all their stickers. About this review, I'm also giving it one star because I obviously don't want this person to give less than three stars, but for the amount of negativity in their review, the positive things that they said didn't really line up for why you would give the place three stars.
Right.
It sounded like you hated everything about the place, except you didn't find the service was rude or that you had to wait too long and the employee was polite. But then you go on like this huge paragraph, two paragraphs of how terrible the food was.
Right.
Right. Like, if you're going to be nice enough to give three stars, if you had such a miserable experience with the food, be nice enough to say a little more something positive.
More something, yeah. I did like the fact that they had a sign up indicating they were short staff. I feel that that needs to be told in every single restaurant. It needs to be not told. It needs to be in your face before you walk in the door. Because, you know, like, it's one thing if
I'll just see myself.
It's one thing if you just walk in and you sit down and you see your server only and don't pay attention, and you're wondering why your server is taking forever to get everything and you're not looking around, as opposed to, hi, welcome into Burger King. I'm very sorry. We're short staff right now. Things are taking a little bit longer. Oh, okay. I get now why this took so long. That took so long.
Yeah.
I don't know. One star. Bill.
One star.
You, what are you doing over there?
Researching green chili.
Oh my God.
Still.
It's a deep, rich culture, Brad.
On that deep, rich culture, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back for a happy hour.
We work in bars that get 3 stars. I'm not your minion. Fuck your opinion. Fuck your 3 stars. Hey.
Hey guys, guess what time it is?
What time is it?
You got all excited.
It's a three stars podcast.
Happy hour. It's a three stars podcast. Happy hour. It's a three stars podcast. Happy hour. Bill is confused. I just felt like doing it.
Well, okay. I wasn't
ready.
The
last second.
Nobody told me.
It's
How'd
okay.
you miss your cue?
I don't know.
That big old deep breath in.
It's been so long.
I know.
Getting the band back together.
Brad, what are we drinking today?
Here they are performing their one and only hit.
That's not true.
The O'Netters.
That's O'Netters. That's not true. We've had some other hits.
Samantha Woods and the Malorts.
All right, Brad, what are we drinking today?
Apparently nothing.
Do we need more cocktails? They're very easy to make. You need to get more ice.
They're very easy to make.
All right, let's talk about this Carajillo, which I thought must have been like a new thing, but one of the other bartenders I worked with said, no, probably someone just made a TikTok about it and it's taking off.
Yeah, so do you have an espresso maker at your job or what?
Right, exactly.
Do you, though?
No, we do have cold brew coffee, though. One of our concepts owns a coffee shop right next door.
Nice.
And so we get cold brew coffee. So like I said, this cocktail must have been like a new TikTok trend or something like that, because suddenly everybody's coming in and ordering them. And then like the more I talk to some people, I talk to my GM, he's like, oh yeah, I totally know what it is. This cocktail was recently repopularized by Liqueur 43. Now, Liqueur 43, I had actually heard of and used about 10 years ago in a cocktail competition, and I had not heard of it before. We tasted it a little bit earlier on. It's very sweet liqueur.
Yeah.
It is a Spanish liqueur and is now really like hitting every cocktail bar. I see it, you know, on the back bar almost everywhere we go for a good cocktail. They get their recipe or the inspiration for the recipe from like back in like 209 BC. When the Romans conquered, this is straight off of their website. When the Romans conquered Carthago Nova, they discovered a delicious golden and aromatic elixir made with fruits and herbs from the area called Liqueur Mirabilis. And so that original recipe is what inspired the Zamora family in 1946 to start production on Liqueur 43. They, as they do most any spirit company will then have a bunch of recipes available or that they come up with, or, you know, they have mixologists or get inspiration from bartenders that they put bottles in their hands and say, hey, I need recipes for this. Can you come up with it to come up with something? Now the Carajillo, this is actually, I was a little disappointed in Difford's Guide, honestly, because if you look on Difford's Guide, it says that it is a cocktail created by Liqueur 43 and was added to Difford's Guide in 2019. That's not what I found elsewhere. I actually found an article saying that it dates back much farther than that, during the, I believe it was the Spanish Revolution.
What?
And people used to, the soldiers used to drink brandy and coffee. And then it turned out that there were a lot of different versions where they would mix in rum and coffee. And it was because, well, we don't have time to take the rum with us and the coffee with us as two separate drinks. Just mix them together and we'll drink it on the way.
It's the original vodka Red Bull, dude.
There you go. Yeah.
And so it became popular in Cuba. And then that...
You bitch.
Did you see how he said it too? He like his whole body changed. Cuba.
Yeah, no, you have to put all of it in. so here's what it says. This is from the YucatanTimes.com. The last hypothesis responds to the fact that transport workers in Barcelona did not have time to drink their coffee and a glass of liquor separately, so they chose to mix them in a single glass to meet their punctuality.
It's efficient.
Right. While they were fissioning their drinks, they said the expression, que ara quijo. In Catalan, it means, I'm leaving. And that's where the name Carajillo comes from.
Fuck you, I'm
leaving.
Out.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, exactly. Fuck you, I'm out. I'm leaving.
That's fuck you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Right. I mean, could you imagine? Like you have your rum or whatever. It says that these use like cognac, brandy.
These were conquistadors. Whiskey. Like, this is during what time now?
With the Dons.
Well, now this is transport workers in Barcelona.
Barcelona.
There are several different versions of the history of the cocktail, but it seems to go back quite a ways.
That's crazy.
And they, I mean, it's like, here you go, I got two drinks. Like, shit, I'm leaving. Just dump your rum into your coffee and go.
Because it's so hard to take a shot of rum and then drink coffee on the way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to enjoy it, yeah.
You got to savor it. That shot has got to last you all day.
Whatever, but we take shots all the time.
But the most...
It's true.
So I know like I jumped around a little all over the place and didn't necessarily go in any sort of like timeline order, but it goes...
Time's relative.
It goes to Cuba when the Spanish soldiers there would mix their brandy and their coffee to give themselves courage to go into combat.
They did that in WWE too.
So that's one of the stories.
Or a lack of care of being blown apart.
And then there's another version, and this says that this is actually the most accepted version.
Liquid courage.
In accordance with the Encyclopedia of Barcelona, which explains that the Carajillo is an invention of the Catalunya region that managed to spread throughout Spain when every morning the slaves were given a carajo, that is to say, a cup of coffee with rum, to motivate them in their working days with joy and energy.
That story.
Here you go, slave. Get drunk and energized.
This sounds really like eerily familiar. Like I don't know. Like sound like anybody else's life.
Well, I think also all three of these stories, which is to say that the Spanish soldiers needed it to give them courage to go into battle. It was given to slaves to give them joy and energy in the day, and then the transport workers would have it.
To just make it through their day, go and do their work,
right? It like this was kind of like the espresso martini, right? The give me something to wake me up and fuck me up,
but it's on the go,
right?
It's the espresso martini.
It's like the breakfast burrito.
Yeah, exactly.
It's on the go
for the guy on the go.
And there are different versions of this, right? Like I said, you can
have a brandy.
You get a brandy. You can have rum. You can have whiskey.
I feel like the Liquor 43 is like. I mean, it's not a high alcohol content, though, so...
Which is nice.
And what I like about it, though, is, like I said, if you have, like, a really bitter coffee and you put in something really sweet, like the Liqueur 43, then...
Balances it.
Yeah, it's like adding honey to your coffee.
I feel like I could riff on this classic.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm. I've got something I'm working on for one of the places where I'm working to see about maybe doing something. But
we'll have to have a side-by-side taste test.
We will.
Yeah. The gauntlet has been thrown.
Ooh, this just got interesting.
But I actually did go on TikTok really quickly to see if there's anything like super trending. There are a lot of videos of people making them. I don't know that any one in particular has gotten any more popularity, but one of the videos I saw, they were actually adding mezcal to it.
Yes.
Ooh. So the Liqueur 43 and mezcal.
Yes.
And coffee.
So,
or just coffee.
Fuck me up.
So Liqueur 43 definitely has like come out and very much so popularized this. And I think that happens quite a bit down in Miami and in the Caribbean, because the bar where I work, we are a
Latina.
Cuba, Puerto Rican, Miami themed cocktail bar. And so people come in being like, oh, this reminds me of all the times I go to Miami because we're all so fucking rich.
Yeah.
And so, what's that like?
Yeah, exactly. So they come in anyway, like,
I need my fucking shot of rum and coffee,
please.
It
now does not surprise me that those people are bringing that up here.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it goes right in line with these different versions of it having one of the origin stories in Cuba.
Did you, just out of curiosity, does Carajillo actually break down to mean something?
Yeah, I looked up what does Carajillo mean, and it just comes up with cocktail with the cocktail itself.
I'm gonna
go to Google Translate and see if that has anything.
I'm gonna riff it with fucking mezcal, and I'm gonna call it a fuck you all. I'm out.
Taking my ass and going.
I'm saying it in some other language.
It's a really good drink. So when I worked out at the Jellyfish Bar in Perdido Key, Florida.
It's a slap of jellyfish.
It is a slap. You're absolutely right. That's so funny that it's a slap. Why the fuck would you call it a slap?
I just fucking work here, Samantha.
Okay, fine.
It's a tentacle of jellyfish.
Really. Why did, or like a herd or a sloth of jellyfish? Because they move kind of slow. Anyways, when I worked at the Jellyfish Bar out in Perdido Key, Liqueur 43 was on our shelf. And this was, you know, 12, 13 years ago. So I knew what Liqueur 43 was. I love Liqueur 43. I think it's a great taste. I haven't had it in forever. But we put it in one of our martinis, and it was the Key Lime Pie Martini, which was just absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal. So I've seen it, but you really don't find it.
Yeah, I've never seen it in any other builds for any other cocktail ever.
Most often I think if you see it, you'll see it on cocktail bars, but you won't often see it in cocktails. I have in several cocktail bars that I've been to, but you'll see it at the bar, but you won't. It'll be one of those like, what do you use that with?
Right.
You have one cocktail.
And also I didn't even talk about what the build for this cocktail was, but essentially it's equal parts or, you know, give or take a little here or there, however you like it.
Okay.
And when you look up the recipe, it'll always say with hot espresso. To me, I don't like. Yeah. And I don't like that idea of using hot espresso. Unless you have really good ice, because it is supposed to be served cold. So if you don't have really good ice, then
cool that, your espresso. Well,
you put hot espresso in there, you're just going to be drinking a watered down cocktail.
Yeah.
So I like to chill the espresso down. Like we had left it sitting. Actually, I think we put it in an ice bath over here, and then we put the second round in the refrigerator so it would cool down a bit. Because otherwise, that hot espresso is just going to melt the shit out of your ice.
And you do have to shake this cocktail because
you get that really good foam you do in an espresso martini if you shake the crap out of it.
I didn't shake our round. Sorry.
I know.
Guys.
I could tell.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, great. Happy hour, Brad. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Yay. Shall we move on to desserts?
Desserts. Why don't you go ahead and read the first one?
Me?
Yeah.
The Original Chubbies, 2.5, Denver, Colorado, 3-star Yelp review of 7, 2020. Food was all right. Doesn't taste as good as it used to. Customer service was bad. Made a takeout order, and then the man phone cut me while I was placing my order.
Mid-COVID.
The man phone?
This person
cut me.
Sucks.
They cut me through the phone?
How do you know the phone identifies as a man phone?
That's really rude of you. Placing gender on the phone.
The Tamale Kitchen, 2.5 overall in Westminster, 3 stars on Yelp from 11/2018. The careless breakfast burrito. If you're looking,
careless whisperer.
Mariachi style.
Yes.
If you're looking for all potato, no egg, and meat, you've struck gold. Third time I've visited, tried various combinations of breakfast burritos, only to find I end up with an abundance of potatoes. I'm guessing eggs are getting expensive these days.
Yeah,
that's premonition right there.
Wow. Well, yeah, it is. Yes, yes. And I honestly, I thought we had more egg than any potato in our tamale kitchen
yeah,
burritos.
Yeah, actually, I agree.
So, Bill, get the last one.
Well, maybe they read their reviews and learned.
This says Santiago's 3.5, Denver, Colorado, 1-star Yelp, August of 2023. So this is pretty recent. It's 2023. Why is there still such bitter and rude workers in the food and beverage industry? Okay, fuck you. First of all.
Continue reading.
Ended up leaving and not wanting anything from this specific location. The boy with the hat and the beard was probably one of the rudest individuals I have ever encountered. He needs proper training on how to terrestrial customers. Why do I feel like you guys wrote this?
It would be good if we did. I looked up terrestrial just to make sure I wasn't crazy.
That means of the earth, right?
Yes! Yes!
Excuse me, I would like the breakfast burrito with extraterrestrial.
It's too much.
I thought this was hysterical because of the terrestrial, and also because why are there still such bitter and rude workers? Well, treat people the way, you know, you want to be treated, dumbass. Like, come on.
Well, and you've obviously not been paying attention in 2023. Do you not realize how many people left the food and beverage industry because of how terrible everyone has been?
Do no harm, but take no shit. That's the mantra, dude.
And finally, like, when COVID hit, everyone actually realized how terrible people are to us.
And they all left us.
Yeah, and they're like,
They left us, and now we get children who don't know what the fuck they're doing, and they think they're above and beyond actually serving.
And they don't, and they only heard that you can make really good money at it.
Right.
They don't actually have this feeling and drive for service.
That's what I'm saying. They just they have no concept of what hospitality is.
Right.
So they ruin it for all of us. But man, those terrestrial customers.
Yeah.
Gotta get some fucking training.
I mean, there's definitely extraterrestrial customers.
And you need proper training on how to terrestrial customer. If you don't know how to terrestrial customer, what are you even doing in this business?
How to terrestrial your dragon. Okay. Check, please. What did we learn today, gentlemen?
I learned a lot. I learned a lot about green chili and like what a crazy fucking like revenue stream it is for Colorado.
Yeah, but that was all you sitting there on the computer.
I know, but
zoning us out.
What'd you learn from us, Bill?
What'd you learn from us, Bill?
Or from these reviews, or did you learn how to terrestrial customer?
I learned that I was right, and that Santiago's is the best fucking green chili and breakfast burrito for your buck. Yeah, but I'm used to that.
See, but I'm with Chubbies.
Yeah, I mean that tracks. He loves his Chubbies.
Yeah, I'll have a Chubby every day.
I learned that Samantha loves gum. Oh wait, that was a different thing.
That was a different thing. I learned that compared to other burritos side by side, that I'm not quite as happy with the Tamale Kitchen burritos as I have been in the past.
Yeah, when we come down to record and we want to pick up burritos, we'll just hit Santiago's right up here.
Well, and I, you know,
except for the rude boy with the beard.
Here's the thing. That
rude boy.
Avoid that boy who doesn't know how to terrestrial customers. The thing that I really do like link this to though is when someone tells you like I only drink Coors Light. Coors Light's the only good beer there is. Well, if you actually put it side by side with something else.
Your sampling is limited. It's a very small sample.
You'll end up finding that there are a lot of other more delicious beers out there.
Yeah.
Same thing with like a breakfast burrito, like or anywhere you go
anything.
Oh, they have the best. I have tried this, and this all over the place, and theirs is the best. But every time is a different experience, right? Like, I've mentioned this before, but Samantha used to work at a place where I would go and I would have their pale ale on draft, and it was the most delicious beer I'd ever had.
It's because we clean the lines every week.
Well, but I go anywhere else and have that beer, that same beer, It's not as good. I have it in a can. It's not as good. Because the experience was me going to where Samantha's work, getting to see her. The surrounding of the whole place, the experience Samantha. Of the place. Right? And that's kind of the thing is, you know, if we're stopping at Tamale Kitchen and none of us have eaten and you have this one
that's
and
true,
we're coming
yeah.
down to record, it's going to be a damn good breakfast burrito.
Yeah, that's right? true.
So
you're right. Was that homegrown?
I'm Team Santiago.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah, no, and I am too. Santiago's was pretty darn good. Again, for me, it was really the innards of it. what I learned, mind your P's and Q's.
Innards.
The innards.
Oh, that was a good one too.
Mind your P's and Q's. Mind your pints and quarts. Pay attention to your own drink that's in front of you. Don't be listening to anybody else. That's not your business. Yeah. I love that. Because honestly, I didn't know where mind your P's and Q's came from. So that was great. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate
that. Yeah. Just dotting my I's and crossing my lowercase T's.
All righty, guys. That's it for us today. We're going to go ahead and take off and digest and go into our food comas. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate every single one of you. Please make sure to give us the hearts, the thumbs, the likes, all that good jazz. Share, share, share. And not the, do you believe in life after love? Share. Good job, buddy. That was... Man, we didn't even plan that one.
I know. It's a gift.
It is a gift. Make sure you share with everyone that you know, everyone you don't know. Let us know what you think of us. Write a review and come on back. You hear?
Buenas noches.
Dos vidania.
Nos
it vidania. Means goodbye.
Nostradamus.
Nostradamus.
I'll tell you what, I'm in a food coma. I am in a food coma, and I'm getting hit by this carajillo. That's why I actually just took a shot of just espresso.
You want to smoke some weed about it?
No, that just makes it so much worse.